would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is Renew, Rejuvenate, and Rebirth. And our topic today is sitting in the power, sitting in your power. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I host a free weekly meditation class coming every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time over at our Om Times Experts Learning Platform. And you can register for that at bit.do/Julie Geigel. And I also teach monthly classes now. We have a couple coming up. Susan and I will be doing a live medium demonstration online coming up on April 11th. 11 is a very, very powerful number. So we are excited to be offering that in just next Tuesday. Wow. So it'll be shortly after our morning show. And again, you can register for that over at www.bit.do/Julie Geigel. And don't forget, we are now able to connect with you live. So feel free to call in with your comments and questions about your personal life at 1-202-570-7057. And that number again is 1-202-570-7057. We would love to say hello. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started here. I'm going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. And be sure to take 3 deep breaths with me. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this day, allowing yourself to relax, going deeper and deeper into this beautiful sacred space that is being created here for you today. And we come to talk to you today about sitting in your power. We often see many of you running around willy-nilly, with much to do, endless tasks and chores, and rising anxiety in your life. Today, we want to take a moment to teach you a new way of being and thinking and doing. You have within your body, within your soul, a light point activation center, which can be turned on or ignited at any time you desire. And as you allow yourself to open up and align with all that you are, utilizing all of your resources on a daily basis, you will find yourself becoming more present in your life. And when you become more present, you become more available to the joyful experiences that are all around you. Take a deep breath and breathe into this beautiful space, allowing yourself to move out of your mind into your soul. So as you do this, I want you to physically imagine the energy moving down from your mind, bringing that energy all of the way down into your heart, and now moving down to the middle of your solar plexus. Your solar plexus is the pivotal point. It is the gateway. It is the portal to your God spark connection to all that is. That beautiful connection to God, to the universe, to spiritual forces that are here to assist you, to guide you. As you move into this beautiful space in your physical body, allow that vortex to open and feel yourself stepping into the vortex of your soul, where there are no limits, where anything is possible. There is no time. There are no restrictions. There are no to-do lists. There is only this moment of perfection. There is only this moment to opening up to more than your physical being. Opening and aligning, attuning to your soul. And let those sounds dissolve and evaporate any energy that is around you that is interfering or blocking you from achieving your highest good. And repeat after me. I own my own power at all times. I own my own power at all times. I own my own power at all times. Feel yourself rising up into the powerful, magnificent being that you are, expanding into this beautiful truth. And as you align with the truth of your soul, it affects every single thing that you come into contact with. It is contagious, if you will. Your ability to stand in your power allows all of those around you to do the same, for we are all one. And as you achieve spiritual enlightenment, so do every single person, so does every single thing and person, experience and opportunity that crosses your path is infected with this beautiful light-filled energy. Be the change that you wish to see in this world. You are more powerful than you could have ever imagined with your physical mind. Take a deep breath into this knowing. Feel your glory, feel your magnificence, like a lion standing on a mountain, overlooking all of the beauty, all of the glory that God has created, trusting and believing that the power lies within you. There is nothing you need to do, no action you need to take. It is simply sitting in your power, connecting to your God spark that aligns you with your soul and changes everything. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. And you can connect with me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And don't forget, we are taking live calls at 1-202-570-7057. Stay tuned.
Future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at JulieGeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to MediumSusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at LoriWalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday, and I have my beautiful co-host, Susan Schuler. Hey, Susan.
Hello, Julie.
Good morning. Good morning, sunshine. And we have a caller, Susan. Yay.
Oh, goody. Have fun.
All right. So, Chris, you can go ahead and put her through. We have Siobhan from California. Okay, I guess she is gone. We have Kristen from Boston.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, Kristen. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Awesome, awesome. Welcome to the show. How can we help you? Or did you have a comment about our channeling today?
I just wanted to ask a few questions. So I feel like I've been stuck for a long time, and recently I got very sick with a pulmonary embolism and ended up in the hospital, and I'm recuperating. But now I feel like I just feel a shift, and I'm not sure what's going on. I just feel like I need to get rid of everything in my house and clean everything out, and it's just really occupying for me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we'll let Susan, did you want to start with this one?
Sure, I can start with it. So it's interesting to me that you say that you've been dealing with illness, because to me, I feel like this was like energetically, I'm not going to say what you invited in, but sort of what was needed for you to get like a little more shaken up so you could then move forward so you could do the clearing that you need to be doing. It's almost like if you hadn't gotten this much of a shakeup, you'd have stayed in this stuck zone, all right? So first of all, I guess what I'm saying is as challenging as I'm sure this has been for you, adjust the attitude a little bit with it and almost see it as a bit of a gift. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I'm sure that's very, very challenging to do. Okay, so that's the first thing that I see. Now, I'm also feeling like you are getting ready to really jump into a new stage in your life. And you do have to clear certain things out. And yes, that might be a great place to begin, like doing the closet cleaning and all of that, and really delve into the spring cleaning. But I feel like more importantly, and that's why I'm glad you're listening today, because we are talking about delving into your soul. I feel like you're getting into a new stage in your spiritual development. I'm seeing the mustard seed. And if you remember the parable about the mustard seed in the Bible, where it talks about is this tiny, tiny little seed, but it has such ability to grow to be this majestic, huge thing. And I really feel like I've got goosebumps as I'm saying this. I really feel like this is you. And you're going to be moving into like a new direction that you're not even aware is there yet. But I still feel like there's a lot of the clearing that needs to be done. Now, do you have a meditative practice or a meditation practice?
No, not yet. I've been looking and
okay, awesome.
Trying to figure that out.
And so many times people feel like they have to like sit in lotus position and go om for 30 minutes. But honestly, for you, I feel like you're kind of I like to refer to it as a kinesthetic meditator. So it might help you to actually like move when you meditate. Sometimes people garden. I know one of my favorite mediums, she irons. You know what I mean? So there's different things that you can do. So that might serve you better. And I feel like once you start doing that, it's going to start tapping you into it more. Julie, what do you feel on that?
Yeah, absolutely. The big message that I'm hearing today for you is focus. So, kind of when Metatron was talking about how he sees many of us just really busy in our lives and just kind of going through the motions, having those long to-do lists, and then that anxiety just building up and building up. And so what I'm being shown is to let all of that, let that go, surrender that, and move back into what's most important in your life. And you can do that by moving inward. And so, you know, totally today's message, sitting in your power, is what I'm seeing with your focus, is it's not outside of yourself, it's inside of yourself. So everything you want and need, you already have and are. So as you find that beautiful space of meditation, whatever that is for you, and move into that God spark, that powerful point that is within your solar plexus, that will begin to open up that vortex and alignment with your soul, and everything will start shifting in your life. And I want to just quickly say, because I know we're kind of running short on time here, but one of the cards that comes up for you today is the walk away card. So I'm definitely seeing there is something in your life that is really eating up your energy, and it really is just time to say no, to just step away from that, even if it's just for a short time. But that's part of that decluttering, you know, you declutter physical things in your environment when you're shifting, and also, you know, sometimes that will spill out into people that you need to either declutter or step away from for a time until you get grounded in your power. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kristen, for joining us here today. And we'd love, love, love to have you join us over in the break room. We have our Angel Talk Tuesday break room. And I would be honored to have you join us for my weekly meditation. It's free. And it's Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And it is recorded. So if that time doesn't work for you, you can go ahead and, listen anytime. Awesome. You have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, Susan. Well, let's take a minute. And I know we kind of hit on some of what Metatron talked about with Kristen here. So let's take a minute to just go a little bit deeper into some of the messages that Metatron shared. Do you mind, Susan, starting us?
Not at all. First of all, this is sort of off point, but I've always wondered this, and I know I can't be the only one wondering this. What is the snapping and the clicking sound that you use to like clear out the energy? Because I can hear it periodically when you're doing your channeling.
Yeah, and I know it's a little bit embarrassing for me. And so for a long time, I was like, you know, put a straight jacket on, and I'm like, Metatron, I'm not doing all that hand stuff. And then I got to a point where it started to interfere with my ability to channel the message, the deeper message. And so then I was like, all right, I'm just going to surrender this. So yeah, you know, if you ever saw me on video, my hands are flying, they're waving, they're doing snaps and tingles and stuff, and it really is a whole nother dimension of channeling.
So in other words, the channeling actually physically makes your body do stuff.
Yeah, my hands are just like completely out of my control.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, because it's like I thought I kind of rock back and forth sometimes, but I get a little like almost like autistic, but
yes,
I've never had that happen. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know I'm always, you know, Julie, the human being, I'm always concerned that it's disturbing or disrupting for people who are listening. And that's why today Metatron was really going all out with clearing out that space and really wanting to do those snaps and claps and
right, you know, because to me, it wasn't disturbing at all. To me, if anything, the minute he started talking, I could feel the healing. You know what I mean? And to me, that just further added to the healing was the snapping. That's why I'm like, I got to ask her what that is.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. And what he was doing was taking this big cocoon and wrapping us in, you know, from the top of your head, just swirling all the way down. And when he was doing that power, I own my own power. I mean, that's a beautiful technique I learned from the BAP retreat from Catherine, our lovely Catherine Glass, who used to channel with us, Ezra. And when he was doing that, I could just feel this beautiful vortex coming down and encasing us. And I could see the Pleiadians coming in and centering their energy around us all as well. It was just really cool.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, because I actually wrote down that I own my own power at all times. And I thought to myself, because I always put mantras around my house, and I thought, ooh, I'm putting that one up this week.
Yeah,
no, that was really good. But it is interesting to me how sometimes, I mean, I always feel the healing with Metatron, but this week I especially really tapped into it. And you said one thing, I should say he said one thing. You have within your body a light point activation center that can be turned on at any time. And I've never heard it put that way. I've always felt in my solar plexus is where the seat of my soul was. But it was like I never kind of connected the dots until I heard you utter those words. So to me, that was a real epiphany.
Wow. Yeah, that is. I mean, Susan, we're going to have to start tweeting stuff, because seriously, these quotes are just like, wow, they totally blow me away. Thank you for sharing and reminding me of those words. And we are going to go ahead and take a break now, and we will be back with Susan Schuler. She will be channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. We will be taking calls fourth segment, so be sure to call in at 1-202-570-7057.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. As a channeler, I work with a master teacher from the Akashic Records named Jacob. He's the leader of a higher dimensional group of beings I met after my first Reiki training, attunement many, many years ago. I am a professional psychic medium based out of the Los Angeles area who does readings all over the world, in person, on the phone, and on Skype. As a psychic medium, I not only am able to communicate with the spirit world, but I also form a soul-to-soul connection to those who are living, which enables me to gain past, present, and future information about a person, including past lives. Aside from one-on-one readings, I often do demonstrations in California and New York State. I'll be back again in Western New York in late May, and will be doing a demonstration in Williamsville, New York on May 16th. Julie and I are doing an online mediumship demonstration on April 11th, as she pointed out, next week, Tuesday. And we'll be giving more details about how to tap into that on the last segment of our show today. I also frequently do small group readings and private parties, as well as teach psychic development. I was a high school English teacher for almost 25 years prior to becoming a psychic medium full time. More details may be found on my website with any of this information at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Susan Schuller. So let me switch gears now and ask Jacob to step forward and see what he has to say to us today. Today, we begin at the beginning, which is really the end, which is really the beginning. We say this to allow your minds to grasp the concept of time, for there is no time in the real world, at least not in the way that you believe it is, followed with your limited linear thinking. The divine source of all that is timeless as you are, for you carry pieces of that same light within. Although you come to earth and obtain a certain needed earthly amnesia, your soul still remembers all as it continues to be the blueprint, or better yet, the fingerprint of who you are. The real you. Welcome today, dear knowledge seekers, as we begin a new lesson, a lesson that focuses on ways for you to better tap into your soul, to find your soul, to have your soul nourish you, to be one with your soul, and most importantly, remember who you are. For this is what sitting in your power will allow you to do. Remember who you are and all the majesty, love, compassion, and knowledge you truly hold within. We know you realize this, but we feel the need to remind you again. You are so much more than your physical body. All of those human concerns are all lessons of a greater plan placed here on your earth, this giant matrix, to serve as your school. We find it sad how many humans there are on your planet who never realize that they are more than their physical bodies. They get wrapped up in the inconsequential things, believing they are real things, important things. Many of you listening today may know people like this, perhaps recall being like this, perhaps still battle with being like this. Many people only get occasional glimpses of their souls because they allow their lives to be filled and overwhelmed with the things that shape the Earth's matrix. These earthly things will never be what draw you closer to you, the real you, your soul. The more you buy into this world you live in and believe this is the true reality, the further you will move away from learning about the real you, your soul. If the eyes are the window of the soul, what then enables one to truly learn who the soul is? You all have the ability to sit within the power of your soul, but like all things, it takes time and practice. You would not see a new person on the street, decide to make friends with them, go to lunch one time, and feel you then know them well, would you? so is true with you allowing yourself to reacquaint yourself with the majesty of your soul. Each soul, much like a fingerprint, is unique and special with its own personality of love, enthusiasm, compassion, and understanding. Yet each one of our souls are connected together and are part of the source of all that is. So, in learning more about your individual soul, you will also attain deeper understanding, not only of yourself, but of God and all the other beings on your planet and elsewhere. Many of you on Earth have a challenging time simply slowing your human minds and bodies down enough to take time to sit within your power. So how can you even realize there is an untapped power at all? So as we started, first you must see there is no time. Then realize you are more than your physical bodies. Then separate yourself from your Earth's busy work, and only then will you be able to separate your soul from the ego, thereby allowing you to tap into the amazing power source that will feed and nourish all aspects of your life, both material and spiritual. Take the time to reacquaint yourself with your soul. You will not be sorry. Meditation is a great way to begin to do this, but even if you do not have a practice in place, you can begin most simply. Put aside a few minutes each day, time that will allow you to tap into this hidden power that sits within you always. But because the soul does not stamp its feet like a naughty child, it can often go unheard. So first, you must learn to put the ego, with all its daily wants and needs, off to the side for a short time. Because it is so needy, remind it you won't be long, but rather that you need some adult time to visit with your soul. For this is exactly what it is, and as parents understand, as much as they love and adore their children, being with other adults is something very much needed. We suggest you try this exercise sometime in the near future. Give yourself a 10-minute window alone when you know you will not be disturbed. Go someplace that makes you feel good, your happy place. For some of you, this may be a physical environment you enjoy. For others, this could simply be a place you create in your mind. It is not so much the place, but rather the feeling of peace that the place evokes. Once you have settled yourself into this place, breathe deeply, and as always, allow your breath to take you deeper into who you really are. You will slowly feel the mind of the ego settle down and the soul step forward. Take this time to feel into your soul. Feel the purity, the love, the compassion and empathy for all that it holds. Let these feelings envelop you, surrounding every piece of who you are. Not only will you feel the judgmental ego start to fade, but you will also feel your soul begin to refill your energy, filling you to the rim with empathy, energy, love, and understanding. By doing this simple act as a practice, you will learn to not only know that you are more than your physical body, but to actually feel this in every fiber of your being. You can do this as frequently as you like, and this simple act can be done anywhere during your day. Once you learn to take advantage of sitting in your power, you will feel a shift begin in your life, for you will begin to feel less connected to the ego and more tapped into your soul, the soul of your fellow man and the soul of God. Your energy levels will improve. Your compassion and patience for all things living will be more fully engaged. You will put that childlike ego down for a periodical nap and allow yourself the ability to enjoy much needed grown-up time. We love you and see how needed this is by all of you, because even if you are one of the more intuned or enlightened ones, you are still members of the human race and therefore in a constant struggle between the human condition and the deep felt need to connect with your soul so you can then remember who you are. Reacquainting yourself with your soul will not only empower you to live your lives as strong humans, but as stronger spiritual beings that can help others. We see how physically exhausted most of you are on your planet and wish you could see the emergency backup batteries that you all have. Do not wait to learn to sit in your power. Doing this will be the fastest and easiest way to tap into your spirituality and reboot yourselves for your true higher purpose. We love you so and want you to be happy, fulfilled, and empowered. Look within to the greatness of your soul and the power of all that is. Blessings, dear ones. This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob, Master Teacher from the Akashic Records. Up next, Julie and I will be discussing what I just channeled here. And we will be also talking more about the upcoming online medium demonstration that we'll be doing. That will be on April 11th. And you can call in during our show today at 202-570-7057. Thank you.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings. Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday here. And thank you, Susan Schuler, for that amazing wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And as Susan mentioned, we are doing a live online demonstration next Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 Central Standard Time, shortly after our Angel Talk Tuesday show. So we're excited to be offering this to our fans, to our people we know and love. It's going to be a very, very exciting event. And we do have a special discount code for our fans here on Om Times. And that is posted in the break room, but I'll share it with you quickly here on our air. It is the letter S. 9KVRWRL. And again, that's S9KVRWRL. And you can sign up over at www.bit.do/Julie Geigel. And that is our live online mediumship demonstration. We'll also be talking about sharing tips, how to talk with your loved one in spirit, and answering questions. All right, well, Jacob was totally on fire today, and endless wisdom and insights. I totally loved at the end where he talked about connecting with your soul is really what it sit. Okay, reacquainting yourself with your soul, that's the word he used, reacquainting yourself with your soul will allow you to be a stronger human being, and from that place, you are better able to help others. I thought that was incredibly powerful because we get so caught up in time, and I know I do it myself as much as I work on that, but I think as human beings, we are all about doing. And so sometimes we take on more than we should or more than we need to, and we get into overwhelm and anxiety, and then the first thing that goes out the window is a lot of those self-care techniques that take up our time. So I believe that Jacob was really trying to give us kind of a wake-up call and let us know that it is from that place, sitting in our power, really helps everything else in our life fall into place. And when we take that out of our life, or when we don't even have it in place at all, then that anxiety and depression is just right around the corner waiting to swallow us up. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
Well, it's funny. I don't know who said the quote, something about when you don't have any time to meditate, you're supposed to meditate twice as long.
Yes,
I heard you know what I mean? But it makes such perfect sense because it is true, like what you're saying. And it's funny, too, because sometimes, and I don't know, I'm sure Metatron's the same way, but sometimes when they begin to speak, I think to myself, I don't have a clue where you're going with this. And when he started with the time, I'm just like, okay, how is this tying into this at all? But once again, I always love the way he wraps things around. But that's exactly it. I mean, it's like sometimes we feel like we don't have in our human bodies the time to reacquaint ourselves with our soul. But if you don't reacquaint yourself with your soul, it makes your life so much harder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when, you know, those lower vibrations, anxiety, overwhelm, depression, fears and worries, all of those are lower vibrations that keep us stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So another thing that Jacob talked about was you are more than your physical body. Remember who you are, all the love and majesty and the, you know, beauty and power of that spiritual being. Many people only get occasional glimpses of their soul because you fill yourself up with all of these earthly responsibilities. And we're in this new space now. We're in this new energy. And I do have to say, Susan, that Mercury retrograde starts on the 9th. And
oh, goody.
We're in the shadow week. And I have totally felt this shadow week. It's like, oh, my gosh. I don't know how many times I've said, this feels like a retrograde. And then yesterday I was doing some research online and it was like, boom, yes, it is. Oh my.
So, Julie, I have to ask you, will it be in retrograde by the time we do our online mediumship dem?
Yep, because it's like officially on the 9th. Officially on the 9th. So, you know, retrograde is all about remembering, renewing, rebirthing, rejuvenating, redoing, resetting, retreating. So it actually can be a very beautiful thing in your life, but it is really about that stuck energy and then opportunities to go back and do it again and get it right this time. So right. I believe as we continue to move through this year and move through these retrogrades that they will continue to be easier because, like I said, it's just a really beautiful opportunity to clear out junk, to declutter, as Kristen had mentioned, our caller earlier, that feeling of wanting to get rid of stuff. And that's part of that retrograde is that things begin to, you begin to go inward. And then all that material stuff, all of that lower vibrational frequency stuff that's around you, you're just wanting to get rid of that, eliminate it, evaporate it. So that was a really beautiful point. And I loved when he talked about how our soul is like a fingerprint. It's very unique, but we are all connected. We are all one. There's still that hand. So, you know, we might be that fingerprint, but we're still connected and tuned into that hand. Any thoughts, Susan?
Do you know, it's interesting, when I first started becoming a deeper spiritual person, I still had such a challenging time separating Susan, the human Susan here, my ego, from my soul. And because it wasn't like there was a clear line in the sand, because I feel like, you know, me, my ego can be like compassionate, can be nice and all those things, but not into the same level of knowing that my soul has. And it wasn't until I started really doing those like connecting to your soul type exercises that I fully was able to grasp, oh, now I get it. So it is very, very important, like what you had said with the meditations and the way that you kind of go down into the seat of your soul and go into your solar plexus, however you choose to do it, that you do it. You know, and that you take the time, even if it is just like you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're waiting for your appointment and your name to get called, you know, because we all have those down moments. We don't have to sit there and play with our phone, you know, and it just feels like that's the sort of stuff that we should be doing to really kind of tap into the best version of ourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like to call it quiet time, because I do believe that there's a lot of expectation when you use that word meditation, and there's a lot of attachments and judgments to it. It should be a certain way, or you should experience something specific, but you're unique. You're like a fingerprint. Everybody's experience is going to be different. I originally started out with an hour probably about 20 minutes in the morning before, when I was a school teacher, I would sit in the morning and I call it quiet time. I would just sit quietly with a cup of coffee and breathe, try and be present as much as I was able to. So I didn't do anything, any guided meditation or anything specific. And then my practice just expanded and began to grow. And the beautiful thing, like Susan mentioned, is that it is about incorporating it into your day, throughout your day. And ultimately, as Eckhart Tolle shares with us, it is about living breath by breath in presence. Presence is literally meditation. When you are able to be 100% fully present in whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're ironing or washing dishes, that is that beautiful space of connecting to your soul, opening up that vortex and aligning with that spiritual being, that spiritual magnificence that you are, and that's where your power lies. So yeah, don't give your power away. Nobody is making you feel this way or that way. Nobody is making you do or behave in any way. You have full and total control, 100% responsibility for your life and for your creation of your life. I wanted to mention too, Susan, and I seem to have kind of missed out on that second step. I'm going to have to go back and read it. But you talked about, Jacob talked about challenging to slow down. It's challenging to sit in your power. It's challenging to slow down and sit in your power. And there are three things that, kind of three steps. First, you must see that there is no time. I missed the second one, but the third one was separate yourself from your ego, because your ego is the one that is always running from here to there and not wanting to be still or to be quiet. Any thoughts on what that second one was?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I think it was making time to sit in your power and connect with your soul. But yeah, beautiful messages today. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us here. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy days. Don't forget to join us on Facebook in our Angel Talk Tuesday break room, where we post our favorite quotes. Remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic teeth.